This is a story that tells the interconnectedness of art and life in Africa. It is evidenced in many African cosmologies that not only trace the origin of art to a high god or supreme divinity, but also identify the human body as a piece of sculpture animated by a vital force. Babatunde Lawal said that African societies so valued art that they speak of the human as amegbeto, a modeled living clay, in the language of the Ewe people of Ghana and Togo. Such conception of the human as a work of art which sees him or her as modeled living clay calls for an understanding in which the human as a work of art transcends death for other existences. This multi-dimensional human, because a work of art, is then capable of dematerialization from the physical to the metaphysical or reincarnation. This multi-dimensional human, because a work of art, is then capable of dematerialization from the physical to the metaphysical of reincarnation as a new baby or even reappearing in other dimension. These artworks are then forges from which Africa builds the humans. These artworks are then forges from which Africa builds the humans, endowing them with all the necessary knowledge for the Homo sapiens from Africa to begin the great migration through which they gave birth to humanity. These works transcend their consideration as art. Their vital forces incarnate and burden the very notion of being through the supreme divinity, which itself is understood as an art maker. They are expressions of an African genesis which speaks of the origin of the living being by the supreme divinity, sculpting or molding or drawing our coming to be. These works are then granaries of memory containers and contents whose presence is fundamental to the vitality of their societies. These codes, the codes, signs and symbols embedded in them formed the scientific capital of African societies. Through these works, we constructed a cosmogony, tracing our existence to the supreme divinity, as in the Yoruba, from whom Olodumare, God, the Supreme, commissioned the creativity deity Obatala to mold the first human image from clay. We see here, act at the beginning, God's making of humans a commissioned artwork. These objects of culture, of ontological significance, tell their creators who they are, what are the sources of the origin of the advanced creativity which beyond the sacred marked later periods and fields of expression.